something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Baptism, Communion, and the Church.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, I will build my church. This church must be so important to Jesus. He says, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It must be so important to him. St. John chapter 21, from verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, this was after the resurrection of Jesus. He had been seen by his disciples to have been crucified. And then he was buried. They saw all that happen. He was buried and God raised him from the dead. Now he's with them again after his resurrection. What a joy. And he's been telling them, I'm going away again. Okay, but this time to the Father. So he says, Bible says, when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. Do you love me more than this? What happened? He found Simon Peter. He had gone back to fishing. Simon Peter went back to his business after Jesus had died. He was back to business. See, even after the resurrection of Jesus, they had seen Jesus, but you know, they don't know. He just appears and then they don't see him again and disappears. So what are we going to do? Man, I'm going back to business. You remember he was broke. Remember Peter was broke. At the crucifixion of Jesus, Peter was broke. He had no money. So much so, Jesus had to ask John to take care of his mother instead of Peter. Because Peter was broke. Don't forget Acts chapter 3, silver and gold. He was with John. Silver and gold have I none. He was broke. He didn't say have we none. No, because he didn't know if John had something and John had something. Yeah, Peter was broke. So he wanted to go back to business. Go back to business. And Jesus found him back in business. He was back in business. And now Jesus showed that he could supernaturally produce fish. And he says, bring some of the fish that you caught. And they brought some of their fish and they found Jesus had his own fish. But, you know, they'd been with him 3 years and seen all kinds of miracles. They didn't have to ask him, where'd you get yours from? So, he just wanted them to see that they are the same. You can eat anyone. Now he says, do you love me more than these? Because Peter, you know, he loved all those things. Oh, fishing business. Oh, I love fish. Okay. Put it back. Simon Peter, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. Next. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. I don't know whether that pastor is listening. Do you love him more than all these things you're watching? Do you love him more than all these things you're doing? Do you love him more? Or you'd rather have a holiday? What would you rather be doing? Feed my sheep. This was more important to Jesus. He says, do you love me? He says, yes. Then he says, all right, now feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. He says, do you love me more than these? Then I want you to feed my sheep. Okay, next. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. I don't want to go into the details of that because Peter's answer was slightly different from Jesus' question. He wasn't actually answering what he was being asked. He was responding to something else. But that's not today's talk. So, Jesus is showing something here. The church is important to him. The church isn't. Look why the church is so important. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 30. You'd see it now. See it now. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. This is who we are. First Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 26. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places? Watch, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. The church is his body. He says, ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. The church is his body. So when he says, I will build my church, he's talking about the body of Christ. That is you. And that's me. And that's all our brothers and sisters all around the world. We are the body of Christ. Now, guess what? How can he build his church? He's gone. He's in heaven. How's he going to do it? He's gone to heaven. Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 11. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying oikodomio of the body of Christ. That word edifying is building. The same words when Jesus said, I will build my church. That word is for the building of the body of Christ. It's translated edifying here. But the word is building. I will build my church. So here he says, for the building of the body of Christ. So we are building the body of Christ. He's building his body through us. Every time you bring a soul, you are like that guy that's carrying another block for the building. Every time you win a soul, you have brought another member of the house. And those of us who are ministering are putting the blocks in the right places and working and building. You are bringing the materials. He says, you are the body of Christ and members in particular. You are particular, specific members. That's what he's telling you. You are particular members, specific members. Maybe you are there as a nail. Maybe you are there as a whatever it is. Oh, the block, the wood, anything. But you are in the building. part of the flock, part of the wars, part of the sanctions, whatever it is. As we win souls, we're putting them in the right places. We're building the body of Christ. And this edifice is going to be a powerful superstructure. We are building. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Shout amen, somebody. Solomon was building God a house. He sent a message to Hiram. He said, please send me materials. I need timber. He said, the house that I want to build for God is a magnificent building. Hallelujah. A magnificent building. Wow. Look how beautiful you are. This is getting to be a magnificent building. But we are not through yet. We will give him no rest until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Until the church of Jesus Christ is shown to be the most beautiful thing, the most beautiful creature, the most beautiful living thing, living organism in the face of the earth. Somebody shout hallelujah! Glory to God! We're building the body of Christ. We're not destroying it. We're building it. Don't destroy the body. Don't do things that undermine the body of Christ. For this cause, many are weak and sickly because they do not discern the body. But we do discern the body, and we will build it. I'm building the body of Christ with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's building through me. Hallelujah. I'm winning souls. I'm bringing the materials in, and I'm building the body of Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/goloud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-9274. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.